Mate, it was a beautiful sail. We set off last Thursday afternoon and went to Gunpoint. Got up 4 o'clock in the morning and got 100 miles behind us throughout the day, and just coming into anchor at the top of Cape Don there. Yeah, we hit a reef and ripped the rudder out of the back. I think we're playing paper rock scissors with Popham Bay, and they went rock and we went paper. So we nearly sunk the girl, so we had to rip the rudder out of her and get her back home and quickly pull her out of the water before she sunk. So yeah.
That's
It was an adventure.
not what you'd hope for when you're starting a trip, is it?
No, mate, no, it wasn't. It's not, look, we're not calling it ideal, but you certainly can't pay for that level of adventure, and we don't get enough adventure in our lives at the moment. So, well, you can pay for that level of adventure. I can tell you exactly how much it costs to repair the boat. But, mate,
I don't want to
it was a
know.
great, you know, yeah, it was
But
a, look, it was a good, fun trip.
in all seriousness, that's a very serious brown trousers moment when things like that happen.
Yeah, sort of one of those things where when it hit, we all looked at each other and we all thought the boat was gone, which would have devastated us. And obviously, we would have been safe. We had all the safety gear on board, and we had sat phones and everything. But yeah, there was a look that we all shared when we hit the reef, that we thought that we were done, and we're starting to make other plans of maybe hopping in our little boat to get to the beach and then start making phone calls. So no one panicked, but it was sort of that time where you went, we've just sunk our boat.
So you managed, you turned on the bilge pumps, you got straight back to Darwin, and then you craned it out as soon. And what, were you ringing the crane company to meet you on the slipway, or what happened?
Yeah, look, my wife was on the, I rang her on the sat phone, and we had to, we're in a catamaran. We had to pull a bilge pump out of one side that wasn't sinking and put it in the other side. So we had two bilge pumps working, and we're sort of motoring through the night to get it back. And the bilge pumps were just keeping up, so we're just starting to lose the hull a little bit. But we got back, and luckily enough, my wife was on the phone to the crane company and also to Water Police. Water Police were absolutely fantastic. Like, those guys were keeping in contact with my wife and making plans on what happens if we didn't get back and we lose contact with people. So it was as tough as it was just such an enjoyable experience that everyone worked well together, and it was a good adventure.
Enough about that now.
But good.
The boat was saved, but you're planning to go to Nhulunbuy. So many people would just give up from there and hit the bar. What did you do?
Well, see, we had a lot of beer with us and enough steaks to feed a small country for a year. And so we just went, you know what, let's hop in a ute and we'll drive around. Because people, like, I was changing over crews in Nhulunbuy. So people were flying in and people were flying out. Everyone hold on to your tickets, let's just drive there. So I hit a rock on the way, but it wasn't my car, so I don't have to pay for it. But I actually hit the same rock twice.
So you hit two rocks, one in a boat,
yeah.
One in a car. And
yeah, absolutely.
Now, that wasn't the only drama that happened. There was some four-wheel drives came a cropper as well on the way to the regatta. Nothing
yeah,
to do with
look,
you.
No. Well, just before we left, I saw on the old Facebook someone shouting out to say, look, the tide's coming in. We've got one car and a great equipped four-wheel drive, but lost the front wheels. Like, it couldn't, didn't have four-wheel drive. So they got bogged. The tide was coming in and they're trying to use the other Prado to come rescue it. That got bogged. So everyone's had a bit of fun.
And how was the actual sailing at this regatta?
Mate, I know that you're an experienced sailor and you would have been to heaps of regattas. I've been to heaps. I've never experienced anything like this. As I heard your intro that we just got off the water, I'm literally standing just right beside the dinghy that took me in when you rang. We've just finished the race. The Gove Boat Club or Yacht Club here, it's just been an amazing time. It's beautiful country around here to sail around. Like, all the races have involved sailing around little islands and stuff like that. And just the spirit here is sensational. You've got Sarah and Hayden who run the club. They've been beautiful. Like, it's just almost like a small country town feel. Just the sailing and the way that everyone's been accepted, we feel like locals here.
The America's Cup's looking for a next venue.
Mate,
do you think Nhulunbuy could put in a bid?
I tell you what, and they'd probably pull it off too, because they're just they had a boat park. Instead of keeping boats in the boat park, they went, let's move the boats back and we'll just grass all the area before the beach and everyone can put caravans and tents there. So if anyone's looking for a good holiday destination, mate, it is beautiful waking up in the morning and you've just got water and green grass, beach and water in front of you. It's it's amazing.
And any results yet handy?
Oh, mate, I can tell you what.
You didn't
I know
win.
You and I both know. No, look, we didn't. We actually blew out a spinnaker today, which I was glad it wasn't my boat.
You're just full of bad luck. You know that. Breaking boats, look, breaking cars, breaking spinnakers.
It hasn't been good, mate. It hasn't been good. But Rob Azzopardi, a local Darwin Sailing Club member, he lives on his boat, and he's sailed that around here and hopped in it, turned his house into a race boat, and raced his house around and won every single race. Like, the guy's just been absolutely on fire. So it's fair to say, I don't know how many beers will be left on his boat, because he's celebrating. I can see him from the shore, and they're celebrating very hard at the moment. He's got a very big grin on his face, and rightly so.
Well, I don't want to leave you wasting valuable celebrating time talking to me, so I'll let you go.
The crew just rang me up and said, oh, mate, we're just opening up a bottle of rum.